हरे कृष्णा, डोंट पॉइंट फिंगर्स, मूव फिंगर्स ऑन प्रेयर बीड्स. व्हेनेवर वी फेस सम प्रॉब्लम एंड व्हेन वी फील दैट समवन एल्स इज द कॉज ऑफ दैट प्रॉब्लम एंड अदर्स टेल अस यू डिड दिस रॉन्ग, यू डिड दैट रॉन्ग, वी ऑलवेज वांट टू से नो, नॉट मी, दैट पर्सन इज एट फॉल्ट, दैट पर्सन इज कॉज द प्रॉब्लम. Now, from the factual point of view, it may indeed be true that the responsibility for some reversals has to be placed on a particular person. And if somebody is responsible for it, it's not wrong to point it out. But at the same time, we need to not become resentful or revengeful towards anyone. Because these feelings of negativity and animosity, they can poison us mentally. Ultimately, we want to purify our consciousness. Our happiness, it depends not on how we are able to get back at others. Our happiness depends on how we are able to rise above the conflicts of this world and how we are able to absorb ourselves in Krishna. To the extent we can become deeply absorbed in Krishna, to that extent we will be able to march forwards and we will find inner satisfaction, and with that inner satisfaction we'll also be able to make constructive outer contribution. And one of the best ways to avoid the mentality of pointing fingers in terms of activity, sometimes we may have to point out, okay, this was what this person did and this is how it led to problems. But the idea of pointing fingers is that, you know, we want to wash off all responsibility ourselves, and we want to we not only want to pin the blame on others, but we also delight in pointing out the faults of others. The Bhagavad Gita in the 16th chapter says, while describing the qualities of the godly people from 16.1 to 3, it states that apaishunam is a quality of those who are godly. अभयम सत्व संशुद्धिर ज्ञान योग व्यवस्थिति दानम दमश्च यज्ञश्च स्वाध्यायस्तप आर्जवम अहिंसा सत्यम अक्रोधस्त्याग शांतिरपैशुनम दया भूतेश्वलोलुप्तम मार्दवम भ्रीरचापलम. सो 16.1 and 2, दैट इज त्याग शांतिर अपैशुनम. सो अपैशुनम इज एवर्जन टू फॉल्ट फाइंडिंग, दैट इज अ कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ द गॉडली. And one of the best ways to cultivate this godly quality is by trying to go close to God. The same fingers with which we point at others, we can use those firm fingers to go towards God. We can move the fingers on prayer beads. By praying to Krishna, by seeking to connect with Him, now we will be able to break through the dam of mental dam that causes mental choking because of resentment or vengefulness. And we can move beyond this and we can find constructive ways to grow through those situations. So irrespective of whether who is blamed, irrespective of who is to blame, irrespective of the circumstantial technicalities, we can focus on the point that ultimately every situation is arranged by Krishna for our spiritual evolution. And if we respond positively, if we respond with a humble, determined service attitude, we will be guided from within to act in a way that helps us to grow. So rather than pointing fingers, we can move the fingers on our prayer beads. Rather than letting the conflict be a battle between me and you, we can see it as a catapult for raising our consciousness towards Krishna. And with that raised consciousness, we will be guided with intelligence so that we will be able to resolve the conflict, so tackle the problem, address the underlying issue in the most effective way. Thank you. Hare Krishna.